Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you. This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty. And a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand.
Hey, it's Tanya.
Hey, it's Jesse calling.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm well.
Is this still a good time to talk?
Yeah, totally perfect. Thanks for asking me. This is great. Although I feel like I'm really boring. I don't know what you really want to... Oh my God.
I think we all feel like we are, like, you know, but it's it's nobody actually is when... Anyhow. Are you holding up okay? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I think at the beginning it was really tough. Honestly, I have to say probably the first 3 weeks, I couldn't get my head into anything creatively, like at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, I used to, as you know, I was a reporter at the Toronto Star for many years. And for some of those years, I was a health reporter and I covered SARS. I was one of the main reporters covering SARS. And I was having some flashbacks to that, because at the beginning, that's what it felt like. You know, watching public health make statements every day, listening to the health minister, premier making statements, and just how it was all unfolding. It sounded a lot like SARS. And then, but of course, this is far, far worse. I don't miss not being in a newsroom right now, I have to say, although I guess no one is in a newsroom anymore, but yeah, it was hard. You know, it was a hard experience. It was good because I find it, you know, you're right in the middle of something that's a breaking news and nobody knows where it's going to go with this, you know, horrible virus that shows up. 44 people died, I think, in Toronto. That was the final number of it.
I didn't know that you covered that. I didn't live in Toronto at the time.
I was pregnant with my daughter at the time.
And, are you serious?
Yeah. And it was really hard. You know, I was going to briefings. We weren't sure about infection control measures. You know, should we wear masks? Should we even go to press briefings? And I was at the Star doing coverage for SARS. At the Globe and Mail was Lisa Priest and Carolyn Abraham. And they were also pregnant. And I remember that they were told you can't go to the press briefings anymore. I was still going to the press briefings and doing everything. I remember that clearly about, you know, growing and growing as the, as far as it was happening. It was an interesting time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, where are you now? Where are you and what does it look like where you are?
I'm staring out the window, which is what I do a lot nowadays. Sitting in the kitchen and my kids are at home. My son, when things started to get bad, I went to go pick him up. He goes to Carleton University. So I drove to Ottawa to get him. And I have a daughter, she is 16 and she's in grade 11. I feel so much for all of the kids, you know, the kids that are experiencing grade 12. This is their last year, and also experiencing university, and also the kids up north that haven't been able to go back to Thunder Bay to go to high school, and are at home. And, you know, everyone's life has just completely changed.
Do you think about the kids in Thunder Bay? Like, I think about the kids who are in care and the DFC kids.
Yeah.
Did they fly back home? Are they with their foster families or their care families? I've wondered throughout this where they're at, but I haven't done the actual work to find out.
Mm-hmm. As far as I know, they're largely at home in their home communities right now.
That's good.
So that is good, you know, that, but things have changed, you know, and not everybody can do remote learning. You know, housing conditions aren't the best for everybody. So, you know, especially if you've got like lots of people living in your house, it's hard to do online learning. And even having the means to do that, like the technology and the bandwidth and this virus is a bitch for sure. Inequality is really screaming through loud and clear here.
Yeah, it amplifies that.
Yeah, 100%.
I'd like to ask you about your behavior. Like, what's the weirdest thing you've started doing or like just things that this has sort of forced you to do or that you found yourself doing?
Organizing myself. That's forced me. This is going to sound weird to you, but I have piles. I live in a really small house and I have piles in my house, in my room. I wrote Seven Fallen Feathers and All Our Relations from my dining room table, essentially, or from my my bedroom. And so I have, like, honestly, I've got all these court decisions. I've got all these files in, like, stacks on the floor and books piled everywhere. And you honestly just didn't know which way to look sometimes, you know, if I was looking for something. And I've actually gone through it all and filed it away. Now, I don't know if you think that's weird behavior, but if anyone who knows me will know that's weird behavior because I'm totally not organized whatsoever. It took me about, like I was saying earlier, about 3 weeks to sort of get my head around what was going on. And then I organized. Then I did that. I cleaned my piles. I threw out things I didn't need anymore. And then after I did that, I was able to start writing again.
I think that the primary thing that people are acting from is for others, be it like for the sacrifices we're making for community as citizens, and then within family units, I think people are really finding their best selves and trying to tolerate minor annoyances and do rescue missions to Ottawa, whatever it takes, right? Mm-hmm. But what is the most selfish thing you've done to even out the scales of all that other behavior?
I was going to have a pretty big year in a way this year with my book, All Our Relations, was being released in Australia, just has been released in Australia and in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pretty pumped about the latter end of the year going to these literary festivals that, you know, first I'd never heard of before. Then when I heard of them, they were just like, wow, this is so cool. And I can't believe they actually want me to go and talk to them about all of our stories, and it was such an incredible opportunity. And everything was, you know, has been gone and canceled. And I think that, you know, I went into a little bit of somebody said there's a grieving period too about how your life has changed. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really true. You know, I grieve for that, for what was coming down the road, and also inability to as quickly go to Thunder Bay. You know, I think about that a lot. You know, now I can jump in a car and like drive there and it'll be 2 days and I'll get there. But it was so much easier before. You know, I don't mean to sound 100% privileged by saying that, but you know, I was going back and forth quite a bit. And a lot of us do, you know, a lot of us, went back and forward on, you can take a plane and it's like 2 hours. Yeah. Right. You know? Yeah. And I'm missing that in a big way. And I don't know how, when that's going to come back. And even just, you know, I'm trying to think of in the summer, well, when can I get up there? Like I had stuff planned, that we were going to do this summer. And is that still going to happen? And I'm really hopeful that it will. And when you asked me about indulgences and, you know, what have I been doing? It's hard to, you know, I drink coffee and wine. I think those are my big indulgences. Yeah. You know, you switch from one to the other. It's like you start your day with all this coffee. And my daughter bought a little frother. And so now we can froth our milk. So we feel pretty indulgent about that.
Having to give up a book tour through Australia and the UK, that sucks. I'm sorry.
Thanks for saying that. Yeah, it was like one of those wow moments. It's like, really? This is really going to happen? Then of course it didn't, which is so typical. I think it's typical me. Of course it's not going to happen. So it's kind of funny.
All right, last question. Tanya, what is something that you think might never, ever be the same after this?
I hope that we're going to see our relationship with the earth in a different way than we do now. You know, before we thought of nothing to hop on a plane and to travel. You know, and here I was just talking about globalization, you know, and me going to Australia, to the UK. And it was, people did that all the time. And nobody thought anything of traveling that way. We've just treated the earth like a trash bin. And I think that this coronavirus is going to make us wake up to the longer game problem of climate change. And it's coming. And we better respect the earth and realize that we are part of the earth. Our spirit, you know, we're tied to the land and the trees and to the squirrel that I'm looking at right now. We're all in this together. And I hope that's going to change. I think that's the one thing that's going to change. I think we're going to have a different world. Definitely. I think travel is going to be different. I think this is a good pause for all of us.
Have you noticed like wildlife returning to the cities? I'm getting friends sending me pictures of foxes. I'm just noticing birds and squirrels. It feels like they know that we've let our guard down and they're taking it back.
I don't know if that's true or if it's, we're just listening to them now. You know, I love listening to birds when I'm walking now because I can hear more of them now than before.
Uh-huh.
And have they always been there and we just never noticed them? And I don't know. I would hope so, though. It's like, I know I do get a guilty pleasure out of watching the goats returning to that city in Wales, you know, and just totally taking over on YouTube. I don't know if you've seen that, but it's awesome. You know, and if that's happening, fucking right.
It's nice talking to you.
It's really nice talking to you. And see, I told you I was boring.
Are you kidding? Disagree. Hard disagree.
Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.